Let's give God a big hand. Amen. This God has led you to church today. Amen. This God has led you through the year. It's the month of May. Yes. We're right in the midst of it, but He is the one who has led us. Why don't we again appreciate Him? He's a good God. Amen. Amen. Please be seated as we prepare to read God's word. Turn to your neighbor. Tell your neighbor you're looking good. Better than yesterday. And tomorrow. You will shine. In Jesus' name. Meta, meta. Sparkle, sparkle. Shiny, shiny. Yeah, just put on those shades. One as if you were. This is the day the Lord has. What shall we do? Amen. I want us to take time to remember Bishop J.B. Masinde today, him and his church, Deliverance Church International Umoja, are celebrating his 70th birthday. Amen. Yes, come on, let's appreciate God's servant. He's a friend of ours, and we know Deliverance Church is celebrating that today at their church, and we thank God for that. But look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, when is your birthday? And just tell them, we'll remember you one of these days. Hallelujah. Amen. But if your birthday is today, like we have already done, Pastor Simon, we celebrate you in Jesus' name. Last Sunday I was not here. I was in Likoni, Mombasa. We were speaking to leaders and church pastors, and thank you for praying for us. We had a very good engagement, a great connection with county number 001, and we thank God for what happened there, and we bless the Lord. While I was there, I know Pastor Simon was also celebrating, because the other Sunday, he was seriously waiting for his second grandson, and they celebrated that. And so we thank God for Pastor Simon being a grandfather second time. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. And he's a Manyanga grandfather. So we celebrate you in Jesus' name. Let me find out if there are grandfathers in the house. Please stand. Let's also know these grandfathers who are in our house today. Grandfathers. Amen. Amen. Wow. I'm looking at some of them and saying, when were you a grandfather? So we celebrate all these grandfathers. We appreciate them. Pastor Simon and all of you, bless you. Grandmothers, please stand in the house. Amen. Amen. Oh, look at all these grandmothers. God bless you. Amen. Oh, you stood up. God bless you. There's somebody who just, somebody, a lady stood next to them, and they wondered, who uni grandmother kweli? But we thank God for these men and women God has brought this far in their life. And for us in Parque, we celebrate these kinds of things. We celebrate you. Amen. So look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, whether you're a grandfather or not, I celebrate you. Just tell them. Thank you, Jesus. Tell them you're a potential grandfather. You are a potential grandmother. Of course, some of you are refusing to accept that. But that's a privilege. We thank God. This year we're talking about world changers. Tell your neighbor, world changers. Among us, we have a visitor, and we love visitors, and he's a world changer. So let me read a little bit about him. Gil Odendal serves as executive director of LIA Global Institute. He is a missional entrepreneur with more than 30 years of ministry experience as a missionary, pastor, educator, leader, author, and public speaker. He is passionate about leading, supporting, and creating initiatives that capacitate global South leaders and their organizations and churches to embrace full partnership responsibility with global North partners for holistic kingdom work. He deeply believes that this is Africa's time and committed to the creation of new wineskin solutions for challenges originating from the emerging paradigms of global South, global North missional collaborations to serve the least, the lost, and the last. From serving as Senior Vice President for World Relief and directing global initiatives for Saddleback Church to building innovative programs for other reputable global ministries and serving as pastor at churches with membership of 100 to even 23,000, he has invested his life to equip and serve the church and its pastors around the world to seamlessly integrate word and deed ministries that transform communities, especially through initiatives focused on women and children. I can say much more. Other professional positions he has held: regional coordinator for Africa with Medical Ambassadors International. He also served as regional coordinator for Russia and Eastern Europe for a period of 2 years. He's currently serving on as board member of MICA Global as well as PIR Ministries, Pastor in Residence, providing a proven process to restore hope to at-risk and exited pastors, enabling them to enter ministry again. He has published several articles and is also author of Standing with the Vulnerable, a curriculum for transforming lives and communities published by IVP. Gail has been married for 46 years. Look at your neighbor and just ask them if they have reached that stage. Married for 46 years to Elle Marie, and God has blessed them with 3 children and 6 grandchildren. Amen. So we love rubbing shoulders with these world changers. And so one of our deacons, George Mugweru, has brought that visitor. I would like him to come here and greet us. Gail, if you can come up together with George. Come together. Let him just take an opportunity to greet us and just we celebrate world changers. Hallelujah. You're welcome, sir. Please come and greet the church and bless you.
I greet you in the name of the risen Lord Jesus Christ. There's just 3 things you have to know about me. I'm an African by birth. I became American by circumstances, and I was born again by the grace of God, and that's where my citizenship is. This is Africa's time. I deeply believe it, and I deeply believe that a church like this one is the model of what the new wineskin looks like, what Jesus is making in the new wine today. And you are the power God is going to use. You are the resurrected people that we prayed about in Ezekiel that will make the changes necessary. Thank you, Pastor. It's a joy to be here.
Amen, amen. Come on, let's celebrate our brother. Amen. And Deacon George Mugweru, thank you for rubbing shoulders with great men. May you be a great man.
Amen.
You are a great man already. Amen. So look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, Africa's time is now.
Africa's time is now.
Tell your neighbor, you look like an African. Even though you are different colors, it doesn't matter which color you are. We just adopt you as an African. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He mentioned World Relief. Mr. Kamau, I don't know if that's connected to the World Relief where you are. Affirmative. Okay. Amen. We thank God. Now, I want to ask the world changers to stand as we read the scriptures. We are reading from the book of Psalms, chapter 29, verse 3 to 10. We are talking about empowered voice, inspired revelation. I read, "The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forests bare. And in his temple, all cry glory." Verse 10, "The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever." This is God's word, and God's people said,
amen.
Please be seated in God's presence this afternoon. We thank God for you. We have been talking about empowered voice, and I want to pray that at the end of this message, you will realize that you are God's powerful voice. I'm saying that you're God's powerful voice. Many times when we try to be a powerful voice, not a loud voice, not an exaggerated voice, but a powerful voice, because that scripture comes from Psalms 29, verse 4. Let me read that again, because this is a statement. It is a statement of fact. The Bible says in Psalms 29, 20, verse 4, "The voice of the Lord is what? Is powerful. Is powerful. Not will one day become powerful. Is powerful." And then it said, "The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the king is powerful." And I want you to know that many times when we read the Bible, we don't leave the Bible and say, that was a good experience in the Bible. The Bible is a mirror where we see ourselves. And so when we are talking about being world changers, going out into the world, there are many voices. There are voices of opposition, voices of doubt, voices that come up with all kinds of crazy things. And especially now in the age of the internet, there are many voices. Voices on YouTube, on Instagram, on Twitter, voices. And sometimes you can find that you have no voice yourself. There comes even a time when people say the church has no voice. I don't know if you've ever heard sometimes when there's so much happening, and like some of the things that have recently happened down the coast, and sometimes people start saying, where is the voice of the church? I know sometimes they think that there's a voice in this building that speaks to situations and circumstances. But let me tell you this. These things in the world can sometimes muffle your voice and cause you not to speak up, cause you not to rise up. And that is why when God got to catch Moses and was able to bring him to a point of going to Egypt, Moses was very excited. Of course, at the beginning, he was not that excited. But Moses was ready, and he was equipped and ready to go. But what he didn't know is he was about to face an obstacle and cause his voice not to be heard. Because many times we get anointed, we get excited about things. You know, sometimes you get excited about a business opportunity, a business idea, and then you go out there and you have your capital and you start that business. And when you start it, everything is together. You've launched it, you've started, and you've put it in a particular very strategic place. And people don't come into your business. They still go into your neighbor's business. Hello? And you wonder what happened. But let me tell you this, the voice of the Lord is powerful. I'm saying the voice of the Lord is powerful. And so Moses goes out to try out this voice. So I want to read a few verses in Exodus chapter 5, this is what happened, because in chapter 3 he has an encounter. Chapter 4, God is just beginning to prepare him to go. Then 5, he goes. Look at verse 1. And he goes to Pharaoh. And the Bible says, afterward Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Let my people go, so that they may hold a festival to me in the wilderness. Now Pharaoh responds. Now remember, he's telling him, this is what God is saying. And he knows that Pharaoh is going to respond. But Pharaoh said this, who is the Lord that I should obey him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go. Then they said, that is Moses and Aaron, the God of the Hebrews has met with us. Now let us take a 3-day journey into the wilderness to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God, or he may strike us with plagues or with a sword. But the king of Egypt said, Moses and Aaron, why are you disturbing my mind? Why are you taking the people away from their labor? Get back to your work. Then Pharaoh said, look, the people of the land are now numerous, and you are stopping them from working. You are no longer to supply the people with straw for making bricks. Let them go and gather their own straw. But require them to make the same number of bricks as before. Don't reduce the quota. They are lazy. That is why they are crying out, let us go and sacrifice to our God. Now, if it was you, and you had been sent into that assignment, how would you feel? You'd feel very upset. So look at what happened to Moses. If you fast forward to verse 22, the Bible says this in verse 22. Moses goes back to God, and he starts speaking to God. All right? Moses returned to the Lord and said, why? And you know, that's what happens to us when we meet obstacles. The first thing is, why? Why? Why did I start this business? Why was I employed? Why? Why? And like you know that song, the popular song that has become viral, why me, why me, why me? We're saying, why me? And so Moses is saying, why, Lord? Why have you brought trouble on these people? Is this why you sent me? Ever since I went to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has brought trouble on these people, and you have not rescued your people at all. So he's blaming God. He's saying, God, you gave me an assignment. I went to do it. My voice has been muffled, muted. And God, it is your problem. And so God speaks in chapter 6, verse 1. And this is what he says to Moses. He says, then the Lord said to Moses, now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh. Because of my mighty hand, he will drive them out of his country. Verse 2. God also said to Moses, I am the Lord. He's reminding him, hey, listen, I'm still the Lord. I'm talking to somebody here and I'm saying, the Lord is still the Lord. He has not changed his identity. He's still so mighty. He's still amazing. He's still powerful. He says, I'm the Lord. Verse 3. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, the Lord, I did not make myself fully known to them. Also, I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, where they resided as foreigners. Moreover, I have heard the groaning of the Israelites, whom the Egyptians are enslaving, and I have remembered my covenant. You know what he's trying to say, Pastor Simon? He's trying to say, hey, Moses, don't worry about Pharaoh. My covenant is still in place. You start that business because Pastor Simon said that God has given you the ability to make wealth. Hallelujah. Then you go out and it doesn't happen. But let me tell you this. God holds himself accountable to the covenant he has made with you. God is not a man that he should lie. He's not a son of man that he should change his mind. And therefore, as we engage the world, as we go out as world changers, remember this, your voice is important. And your voice is required in the marketplace, in your families, in the world. But the opposition is big. Opposition is there. But remember this, God is still God. And at the end of the day, God sent Moses back. And listen to what he says in chapter 7, verse 1. Because God gives him another dimension to think about. Because he needed his mind sorted. The Bible says, then the Lord said to Moses, see, I have made you like what? Say to me, I have made you like who? Like God. To Pharaoh. And your brother Aaron will be your prophet. You are to say everything I command you. And your brother Aaron is to tell Pharaoh to let the Israelites go out of his country. I want to say this, you have a voice. I am saying you have a voice. I'm saying you have a voice. I'm saying you have a voice. You have this empowered voice, the voice of Moses. And it does three things. This voice opens doors. Number two, this voice operates effectively. And this voice orders with precision. It opens doors, it operates effectively, and it orders with precision. I want to start with the first one. It opens doors of favor. Hallelujah. Opens doors of favor. And by the way, sometimes you need to know that God uses parallel things to explain certain things. Pastor Regan and Pastor Dan. And Pastor, not Deacon Dan. And Pastor Mashina, come. Yeah, come like you have a voice. Hallelujah. So this is just to illustrate and help you. These are going to be three. I'm talking about Moses, Jesus, and you. So who among them should be Moses? Huh? Pastor Regan. Okay, Regan, you're in the middle. So who among them should be Moses? Now, this is Pastor Mashina, that is Deacon Dan. So who between them should be Moses? Huh? Pastor Mashina? Okay. So when God is trying to communicate something, now this is you, okay? So this is Moses. Moses has a voice. He's facing opposition. Pharaoh will not let his people go. He has a few challenges, but he still goes back. And God makes him a God to Pharaoh. He has a voice. We see this same thing depicted in the life of Jesus. Because when Jesus came, he came with a voice. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And you know very well, when Jesus came, Jesus opened the scroll. First of all, he had an opposition against the devil, sent into the wilderness. Jesus said, it is written, it is written, it is written. Then he goes into the temple, opens the scroll. He reads Luke chapter 4 verse 18 and says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to open the eyes of the blind, to set the captives free. He had a voice. But if you read that story, immediately he finished and said, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. There was immediate opposition. The Bible says that he was taken and grabbed, and he was taken to the cliff, and he was about to be thrown from that cliff, but the Bible says he went through them. I'm talking to somebody here and I'm saying, you're going to go through your situations. You're going to go through the obstacles that you face. And sometimes you can rise up as world changers. And for sure, if you're going to be a village changer, you'll have very little opposition. Hallelujah. If you're just changing kino, very little opposition. Kino is a small place up here. Kangemi, Westlands or Eastlands. If your vision is that far, the devil will not bother with you. Because the devil doesn't think those small locations. He thinks of the entire world. And that's why he told Jesus, bow before me and I'll give you this world. I'll give you these kingdoms. The moment you rise up and say, I'm going to be a world changer. I'm going to go on the global platform. There is an immediate opposition. And so Jesus, Moses faced it. Jesus faced it. And guess what? You will face it. But because Moses went through, Jesus ended up on the cross, but on the third day he rose again, and then he told you, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He knew that because Moses had gone through, Jesus himself went through, you will go through. Hallelujah. Somebody better receive that now in Jesus' name. You will go through. And so don't come to Jesus saying, why me? Why me? Jesus is saying, because I went through it, you must go through it. Hallelujah. And the same mighty strength that I have will be your strength. God told Moses, I am with you. And Moses said, God, if you don't go with us, we will not go. God says, I'll go with you. Jesus came and God was with him. And now you have come, 2023, and you are going to be unstoppable. In the name of Jesus Christ, you're going to be unstoppable. Now, right where you are not looking unstoppable. You're looking ordinary. But guess what? You're carrying an extraordinary God inside you who is going to make a difference in your life. Hallelujah. And so, this voice, like I'm saying today, opens doors of favor. And God opened doors of favor. The Bible says about Jesus. In Luke chapter 2 verse 32, he says, and Jesus grew in stature. Now, right now he does not look. But he grew. Tell your neighbor he grew. In stature. And then he grew in wisdom. And then he grew in favor with God and man. That same must happen to you. You must grow in wisdom. You must grow in stature, in your capacity to handle world and global situations of life. Hallelujah. God has put you on this planet to be a world changer. And so God is going to open, but we have to grow. You see, there are levels of faith. God opens doors. This voice opens doors of favor for you. But there are levels of favor. Some of us have been so favored, but we thought that was the end of it. You didn't know that God has another door of favor coming your way. I'm talking to somebody here. You may have run this race, and you have done so much for God, and you think, me now, I just need to rest. But I'm telling you, Abraham was 75 years old and God was saying, you're starting now. I'm talking to grandfathers now in Jesus' name. It is not over until God says it is over. I'm talking to grandmothers now and I'm saying it is not over until God says it's over. That God will cause you to see your generation and the next generation, and you shall impact your generations in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So don't give up. God is opening doors of favor. This is what his voice does. It opens doors of favor. By the way, the word favor means, from the Hebrew, is the word Han or Hannah, where we get the name Hannah. Hannah, Han, grace or favor. And favor does amazing things, Pastor Simon. Favor attracts, favor uplifts, favor elevates, favor propels, favor destines you. This is what happened to Joseph. And Joseph had to face the world. You know, he had dreams, amazing dreams, but in his locality. Hallelujah. In his locality. And his dreams were so world-changing, but he was sharing it with people with localized minds. Look at your neighbor and see if they have a localized mind and tell them, I will not share my vision with you. And I'm telling you, when you take this global vision and share it with people who have very small minds, my brother Gil, they need new wineskins. Because the old wineskins will not work. And so they need something. And then let me tell you this. When God gives you a vision and you meet people who don't have a vision and who are localized, that's why the brothers wanted to kill him. Because God had not given him a vision to stick in that place. So God gave him a platform. But it was not what he was thinking. God began to organize him. To be betrayed by the brothers, to be thrown into the pit, to be sold to the Ishmaelites, and to land in Egypt. For Joseph, he thought, God is going from bad to worse. But God was saying, it is working according to my plan, according to my purpose. Right now, things may be going haywire. Kumbe, that is God's route for you into open doors to touch the world. Touch the world. And so don't come disturbing Pastor Simon. Oh, pray for me, pray for me. Begin to thank God that God is using those situations and circumstances to place you on a global platform in the name of Jesus Christ. You are a world changer. So Joseph felt all those things. And by the time he was in Egypt, feeling that he was down, he goes and interprets his dreams. He still has these dreams. And he interprets it to this guy who goes later and forgets him. Hello? I'm talking to somebody who has been forgotten. I want to tell you this. God is remembering you today. God is remembering you today. In Jesus' name. Your uncle may have forgotten you. Your neighbor may have forgotten you. There's a partner, you started work together, he took off with a partnership and left you hanging in space. But let me tell you this, thank God you're hanging in space, because God has a space for you. God has an opportunity for you, in Jesus' name. You know, Pastor Simon, I was talking to one of the ushers, and JJ, you know, the couple you are saying, and they got married. But this friend of ours, this usher, has just been an usher, just ushering. Something happened to him last year. He got married. Don't be quiet. I'm saying he got married. You know, some doors of favor open when you get married. So he got married to this lady. And then this lady is working, then she loses her job. Things going from bad to worse. Then she told me she got another job. And this job, she's supposed to work that job in London. In London. So she's going to London. In fact, she's traveling there this week. Just ask your neighbor, do you have a visa? Ask the other one, do you have a passport? But Pastor Simon, the testimony is this. This usher who got married to this lady, now this lady is going to London, and this guy is working here, but it happened that when he told the people where he is working that his wife is going to London, they told him they also have an office in London. Why can't he go and do his job in London? I said, that is favor. Somebody saying, I need to look for right girls to marry. Watch out to our Kangemi. I'm going to get married to the right people. But you have no idea. God gets people in Kangemi and lifts them up to high places in Jesus' name. Am I talking to somebody? Opens doors. He grew in wisdom and in stature. And grew in favor with God. Let me tell you this, grow in favor with God. God will cause you to grow in favor with people. He'll open doors for you that no man can open. And that's why we are saying this voice, this powerful voice that Moses had to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. Of course, there were 10 plagues between that. 10 plagues that he had to speak and speak and speak and speak until that door was open. We are saying this: don't stop talking. Don't stop voicing your voice of faith. Keep talking. Keep believing. Keep trusting. God will come through for you. So that was my first point. You know, that this voice opens doors of favor. That word I had been telling you earlier is the word Hanan, or Hannah means favor. And she opened a door for the first prophet of Israel to show up. Then you have Hananiah. And I was telling Simon, you know, earlier in the service, and I was saying, when Paul went to Damascus, who was he to meet there? And Simon's brain locked. And I wanted to find out if Simon had ever gone to Sunday school. So to help him, who do you think Paul was sent to in Damascus? Who? Say it. Ananias. Acts chapter 9 verse 10. Let me show you that name. The Bible says this. In Damascus there was a disciple named Ananias. That's how the English reads Ananias. That word Ananias in Hebrew, you say Hananias. Ha. And it's the same word Hanania. And maybe some of these people came from Kangundo, because in Kangundo hair and air sometimes are the same thing. Imagine somebody coming here and say, you have nice air, so you're wondering, air, which air is this? That's just that problem with the witches. So Hanania means favor. And Pastor Simon, Paul needed to send him to that person because Hanania had the favor to open doors for Paul of Tarsus into ministry. May God open doors for you. May God open doors for you. May God bring a Hanania your way. Amen? Yes. John is another word for favor, because John is made of two words, Yohan, because in Hebrew you say Yohan. Yo means Jehovah, Han means favor. Yohan means the favor of God. And that's the name that was given to John the Baptist. When Zechariah was given a vision and he was not believing, God shut his mouth and told him, you're going to call your son John instead of Zechariah Jr. So when John was born, he said, this boy is going to open doors. The voice of God opens doors. It opened for Moses. It opened for Jesus. It will open for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, let's give God a big hand. Amen. Amen. But you see, this voice operates in the unseen realm. The world does a lot of things in the unseen realm. You see, there is an unseen realm. It's not just this physical realm. Some people have gone into the high ranks, not because God made them go there. They connected with demonic spirits and powers and rulers of darkness. The unseen realm. That is what happened to Moses. Moses goes to Egypt and Aaron throws his stick and it becomes a snake. That's not physical. That's not magic. With Aaron, it was the power of God. But the Egyptians had magicians and sorcerers and people of darkness. Guess what? They get their sticks. They also do what? Throw them down. And their snakes, thank God, are eaten up by the rod of Aaron. And let me tell you this. God's power in the unseen world is bigger than the power of darkness in that world. And when you meet that opposition, let me tell you this. You have to turn to God. The Bible says, I look up to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He does not sleep. He does not slumber. He who watches over you does not slumber, nor sleep. You know, he will fight for you. And that is why when you are dealing with unseen things, like Moses did, Moses had to lean on the power of the Almighty when Jesus faced the unseen world. Because in chapter 17, he began to operate. He began to speak into the unseen realm. In chapter 17, he meets this fellow. Let me read it in the book of Matthew chapter 17, verse 14. This is what the Bible says. He had just come from the mountain of transfiguration, and he's coming downhill to the marketplace. The Bible says, when they came to the crowd, a man approached Jesus and knelt before him. "Lord, have mercy on my son," he said. "He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him." Jesus said, "You unbelieving and perverse generation. How long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me." What confidence. He was not fazed by what Pharaoh said, because he was going to be made God to Pharaoh. Jesus says, "You guys, come on, bring the boy to me. I have a solution." Let me tell you this, world changers go into the world with solutions. They don't become problem discussers. Thank you, Jesus. Look at your neighbor and just ask your neighbor, which one are you? A problem discusser or a solution provider? I believe they said what? So Jesus says, "Bring the boy to me." The Bible says Jesus then rebuked the demon, because this is an unseen realm. He did not rebuke the boy. He did not rebuke the father. He knew there's a force behind this force. That's why the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers of darkness. But guess what? I've given you power to overcome them. I've given you power to overcome them. These unseen forces are crazy and sometimes can limit you. Like Pastor Simon was praying today, I believe that the prayers he prayed, God has broken the limits in the unseen world. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Sometimes you just need to receive it. You need to take it. Because when we come to church here, we are connecting to an unseen realm where God rules, where God is king. In Jesus' name. Guess what? Jesus has also lifted you up. You see, Jesus grew in favor with man, but also Jesus impacted his marketplace by dealing with those unseen forces. He says, "Bring the boy here." And the Bible says, Jesus rebuked the demon and it came out of the boy and he was healed at that moment. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" He replied, "Because you have so little faith. Truly, I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there.'" He did not say, "Discuss with the mountain." Many times, we discuss with our mountains. "Oh, this mountain is big. Oh, I have so much luck. Oh, I don't think I'll ever get this job. Oh, this and that." Then you go tell God about your mountain. "Heavenly Father, my mountain is huge." Pastor Simon was talking about things of debt. And your mountain of debt may be huge, but you have no idea that God can pulverize that mountain and cause it to disappear in Jesus' name. So don't tell God about your mountain. He already knows about it. And don't tell God to talk to your mountain. God is saying, "You talk to that mountain. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, talk to this mountain. Tell this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it shall be done." So Jesus said, "You can say to this mountain," if you have faith, if you're connected to God, "Move from here to there, and it will move." Guess what? Nothing will be impossible with who? For who? For you. Many times we say, with God all things are possible. That's true. But with you, all things can also be possible if you have faith as small as a mustard seed. So you better give God a big hand. Don't get disturbed by small issues like mosquitoes. Those things, and then you slap yourself. And don't wake up and find a mosquito on a wall. And then you get a bulldozer to kill the mosquito. You're going to destroy your entire wall with that mosquito having escaped. The devil is like a mosquito. There is something called doom. There is something called the name of Jesus. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. That in that name every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And so Jesus rebukes that demon and it leaves that boy. And that boy comes to normal. Later when Peter showed up, that is you. He meets a problem in the marketplace. He meets a man who has been crippled for 40 years. Peter looks at him and he says, silver and gold I do not have. But what I have, I give unto you. What did he have? The name of the master. What did he have? The name, Moses had the name that says, I am who I am. Go with that name. And so Peter takes that name and he said, I don't come to you in my name. I don't come to you with the supply that I have. There is something more that I have. I have a name that is above every name. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And immediately that guy stood up and walked in Jesus' name. Moses is no longer here. Moses, thank you. Moses is no longer here. Jesus went to heaven. Come. You are here. Don't call for Moses to come change your world. Don't call for Jesus to come change your world. This Jesus resides in you. And that is why you are an empowered world changer. Somebody better give God a big hand. So that brings me to my last point, that this voice opens doors of favor. This voice operates in the unseen realm, but this voice orders the purposes of God in your life. The Bible says in Romans 8:28, God works all things together for good. Let me read that. And we know. Yani we know. You know. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. God works all things. I want to encourage people. God works. Go back. Go back to that verse. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. And as and all, if you love the Lord, God will work all things together for you. You will not walk alone. You may have gone into the forest and come back not speaking, but God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what you ask or imagine. Now that passed some people, but it's okay. Let me read this one more verse, then I will release us. By the way, are you getting this message? In Isaiah chapter 14, verse 24. God says this about his purpose for you. He says, the Lord Almighty has sworn, surely as I have planned, so it will be. And as I have purposed, so it will happen. He goes on to say in verse 25, I will crush the Assyrian army in my land, on my mountains. I will trample him down. His yoke will be taken from my people and his burden removed from their shoulders. This is the plan determined for the whole world. This is the hand stretched out over all nations. For the Lord Almighty has purposed, and who can thwart him? His hand is stretched out, and who can turn it back? If God has planned for you, If God has purpose for you, He has opened doors of favor for you, He has won the battle of the unseen realm, who can stop His plan for you? Who can stop that plan for you? Who can stop that purpose for you? You will fulfill your purpose on the earth. Your children might have gone haywire and they are now high on cannabis. But I want you to know that children of the righteous shall be mighty in the land. God has a plan for them. God has a plan for you. And so, God is not sending Moses. Moses has fulfilled his purpose. Jesus fulfilled his purpose and said, it is finished. Now he dwells in you. And he's saying, you're the one to go. You're the ones to go into the marketplace. You're the ones to make that change. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. You're the ones positioned to make a difference in the marketplace. Many times we come to church, by the time we're leaving that gate, we seem to be paralyzed. We have no models of the marketplace. And I want to tell you this, that God is in the marketplace. Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, God is in the marketplace. There's a card I just put together. It's called God Impacts the Marketplace. And this is what I've said about God. A few statements here. Then I will pray. It says this. God is the city architect. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 10 that Abraham was looking for a city whose architect and builder is who? You see this building and you see amazing architecture out there. God is a greater one. He's an architect in the marketplace. God is the dependable builder. God is the saving judge. I love this. Isaiah 33 verse 22. He's in the marketplace. Just put that on the screen briefly. He's in the marketplace. By the way, God is also the qualified accountant. Did you know that? He's a qualified accountant. In other words, you shall give an account to him. One of these days. He's a qualified accountant. By the way, he's also an experienced farmer. He's also an authentic governor. He's an amazing content creator. Hallelujah. This God is an incredible people mobilizer. He's a kingdom investor. He's a profitable educator. He's a healing doctor. He's an intricate researcher. He's an eternal security provider. He's a climate changer. He's a satellite positioner. He's the ruler of nations. He's the excellent brand. By the way, he's the great event planner. Jeremiah 29:11 says this, I know the plans I have for you. And if God is the great event planner, who is the event? It's you. You are God's event to change the world in this season and time. Have you gotten that verse for me? Isaiah 33 verse 22. Want to stop with there. Get it to me quickly. Okay, for the Lord is what? Our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. And thirdly, the Lord is our king. And it is he who will do what? Did you know that those are the three arms of government? The judiciary, the legislature, and the executive. They're written there. In the marketplace. Hallelujah. And that is the God who impacts the marketplace. And I want to pray that you get this card somewhere. It is in our bookshop. And when you get the pack, because it is in a pack, there are three of them in this pack. One for you and one for two people in the marketplace. I want you to be the voice of God this week in the marketplace. I'm saying I want you to be the voice of God in the marketplace. By the way, while I'm still here because I want to pray, do we have anybody here in the judiciary? Who works in judiciary? Anyone? Because we want to pray for those three arms of government. Anybody? Oh, you're in the judiciary. Maze, bless you. Who else? I would have asked you to come here, but nitakuacha ukae tu hapo. Amen. Who else? Who else? I'm not seeing your hand. Maybe you're a judge, you're a magistrate. There's a little girl lifting up her hands. That's a future judge. Anybody else? There's no judge, there's no magistrate here. Oh, there's an advocate up there. Okay, do I have a lawyer? I need a lawyer. Huh? Okay. Come down. Come. I want you to come here. We're going to pray. You're going to be our contact person. Anybody in the lawmaking places, legislature, you are in member of parliament or somewhere, hallelujah. MCA. Anybody? Because we want to touch the marketplace. We're going to use these people as our touch point to touch the marketplace. Where? Who? Mheshimiwa Murkomen, where are you? Are you here?
Yes.
Ebu come. God bless you, Murkomen. Thank you for coming. Oh, there he is. Yeah, Ebu, come. Mheshimiwa, it's nice to have you. Because you are representing us in the marketplace. You're the executive?
Yes.
Oh, you're in the executive?
Yes.
Okay, now, yeah, the executive is here. Tell your neighbor, hallelujah. Okay, I need the person, the lawmakers, the legislature. Anybody? Where? Back there. Who is there? Ebu, stand up. Now, please come. There are two of you. Just show up, the two of you. Tell your neighbor we are represented. In Jesus' name. God is good. You are in the marketplace. The church is in the marketplace. Amen? And we celebrate them. We don't look down on them. We pray for them. We lift them up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Okay. Deacon Sandia. Okay. So we have the executive. Mheshimiwa, stand on this side. Right here. Okay. Right there. All right. Now introduce yourself.
Penina Semeren.
Now say it nicely.
My name is Penina Semeren. Okay. Legal Counsel, National Assembly, I draft laws.
Praise God. My name is Angela Musau. I'm a legal counsel at Parliament. I draft laws.
Lawmakers. And introduce yourself.
I am Wanjira Wamboi, a legal practitioner.
Hallelujah. Amen. I was also, okay, kuna lawyers hapa. Okay. Which is the other part I needed? Executive is here. Judiciary is here. The law is here. So, ladies and gentlemen, stand on your feet because today we want to bring the marketplace into the hands of Jehovah God. Hallelujah. And guess what? Like my brother Murkomen here, you know, when he wanted to get married, this is just a testimony. He said specifically, the person who is going to officiate my wedding is Pastor Ambrose. He got me a flight to Eldoret. I did that wedding. And I came back. Now, how many years has that been?
14 years.
14?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So, just move forward. Nataka msimame kwa hii cross, because we just want to bring this executive, the judiciary, and the law before God, because we must be lights in the marketplace. And you are represented. I'm saying you are represented.
Amen.
Now stretch forth your hands, stretch them here as we commit these three arms of government into God's hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for that scripture that you are the judge, you are the lawgiver, and you are the king, representing the judiciary, the legislature, and the executive. And dear Lord, even as these beloved ones are standing here as points of contact, that Lord, we are going to make a difference in the marketplace, that we are going to let your light shine in the marketplace, that even when there is opposition, even when there are challenges out there, we will still let our voice be heard, we will still allow the unseen hand of God to move on our behalf, and that doors of favor will open. That challenges we face in the spirit realm, Lord, you will conquer, because the Holy Spirit is bigger and larger than the challenges of life. And then, Lord, you will order our purposes in this marketplace. Lord, I pray for these beloved ones who stand here, because they are fulfilling your purpose in the levels that you have given them. And Lord, in our congregation, they are business people, businessmen and women. They are educators. They are people who are in high places. Others are executives, CEOs. There are others who are in the public sector, others in the private sector. Lord, at all levels, we want to bring this congregation. The Lord, even as they go out now, in the mighty name of Jesus, they are going not because they were chosen, but because you chose them. You chose them. You chose them. So Lord, we bring our government into your hands. We bring those three arms of government to you. And Lord, we pray, even with the challenges Kenya is facing, that God, you're bigger than that situation. You're bigger than that situation. The debt challenge we are facing, God, you can bring wisdom in ways we cannot imagine. You took Joseph into Egypt, and God, you used him to sort out that debt situation, that challenging famine situation. Dear Lord, you're using our lawmakers to make the right laws. Lord, we're praying for the judiciary, that Lord, they'll give the right judgments. And Father, we pray that in the name of Jesus, heaven will be delighted, because men and women will be shining in the marketplace as world changers, empowered world changers to the glory of God. And so here we are, Father. Moses is in heaven. Jesus is in us. Now you're depending on us to be those world changers. May your voice ring out through us. May your voice rise up in our lives. Lord, may we not be muffled because of the challenges around us. Even in our own families, may your voice rise. In the different platform you have given us, may our voice rise. Not in pride, not in arrogance, but in faith. Because you have said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it shall be done. So Father, receive our prayer, and I declare it fulfilled. I declare it done. And if you believe it, you better say, I receive it. I take it. It is my portion. And there's nothing the devil can do about it. Now you better give God a big hand and bless his holy name. Amen. 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 Mishmael, thanks. God bless you. Keep it up. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you. Tuapigie makofi. Stay here, stay here, stay here. And you are blessed.
Amen.
I'm saying you are blessed.
Amen.
This week, favor will cause you to be attractive. Favor will cause you to be lifted. Favor will elevate you. Favor will propel you. Favor will give you destiny to the glory of God. You receive that? Let's appreciate Deacon Dan. Amen. Karibu sana. Jesus, you can come down. And Moses, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Riggs. Let's appreciate them. And our brother Gil, thank you for being in our midst big time. Amen. Did you catch something? Because the word of God is not just to be heard. You need to catch that word. And may God use you this week to impact the marketplace. So lift up your hand as I pray this afternoon. Father, in the name of Jesus, we celebrate you and we thank you. And now, Lord, I bless your people. That God, even as we live energized. And even though there are challenges out there, we know the Bible says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And Lord, use us. Use each one of us to be a voice, even in challenging times. To be a voice when other voices are competing with our voice. Lord, the Bible says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation to anyone who has faith, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Lord, men and women, use us boys and girls, use us. Glorify yourself through this church and beyond. Lord, there are those watching us online, and we include them in this prayer. There are those in the pavilion, we include them in this prayer. And we say, in Jesus' name, may you be a voice, a powerful voice for the King of Kings and for the Lord of Lords. And now I release this blessing upon us. And before I do, why don't we just give God another big hand? Just appreciate Him and thank Him. And thank Him. Amen. Amen. So let me release us with a blessing. And now, in the name that is above every name, I declare to you today, this afternoon, in Jesus' name, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord open doors for you that no man can shut. May the Lord operate in your unseen realm. May He defeat the principalities and the powers and the rulers of darkness. Through you, may heaven obtain victory. Because in Christ, you are more than a conqueror. May the Lord cause your purposes to be fulfilled. For no weapon that is fashioned against you will prosper. God fights your battles. His will for you must happen. His plans for you must be fulfilled. And so I declare to you that your Monday is blessed. And your Tuesday is blessed. Your Wednesday is blessed. Your Thursday is blessed. Your Friday is blessed. Your Saturday is blessed. Sunday, you're coming back with a testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus Christ. And so receive this blessing in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. And God's beloved people say,
Amen.
Another hand to the Lord. Amen. 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 Please get a copy of this pack. It is in our bookshop and also at the tables. Now look at your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And you, yani you, you shall dwell in God's favor all the days of your life. And there's nothing the devil can do about it. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Shalom. Have a great week.